USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as President Trump issues an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. The war of words escalates between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. She says she's praying for him, and he calls her crazy. Listen.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, out of prison early. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacts on Fox and Friends.
I think it calls for a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
The central part of the United States slammed by tornadoes and flooding. At least three people killed near Jefferson City, Missouri, where roofs ripped off homes, leaving walls and furniture exposed, contents of homes blown away.
The damage is just devastating up here, you know, and we're days to come to get all this fixed.
Missouri Governor Republican Mike Parson holding a news conference and telling reporters more storms and flooding expected.
We're going to do everything we can from my position as governor to make sure we get the resources out there to the directors and making sure we're helping the local levels with everything we can.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump announcing a $16 billion aid package for farmers hit hard by the trade war with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
President Trump announces a $16 billion aid package for farmers and ranchers who have been hurt by the ongoing trade war with China.
For years, our politicians have allowed other countries to steal our jobs, punish our workers, and target American industry and American agriculture. I can't say this is just the Democrats, but in particular, the Democrats have done absolutely nothing about this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you follow late-night TV comedians, you know they make plenty of jokes about the president during their opening monologue. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now on the show in the number one slot. Here's his report.
CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert claiming the number one ranking in late night among adults 18 to 49 for the 2018-19 season.
So Trump has a clear stance on infrastructure. It's my way or no highways.
That's Colbert on Wednesday night's edition. He's on track to finish 18,000 viewers ahead of NBC's Jimmy Fallon in that key age bracket after trailing Fallon by 72,000 viewers last season. It's the first time Colbert has topped Fallon for a full season. Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC finished third in the key demo, as well as in total viewers. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.